the back page, and for the children who don't read yet, this is that little song in which we spell some words. Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. I suppose we all know that. Hymn number 46. Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. What's a G-I-R-L-S? What is it? Girls. What's a B-O-Y? What is it? Boy. So this is for boys and girls, for girls and boys. And it's about tidings. And tidings means news. And I'm sure it can only mean the glad tidings, the good news about the Lord Jesus. But before we go on our meeting, we're going to ask God's blessing. And before we do that, I want to tell you children what I sometimes tell our children at home in Oakland, that it's good to bow our heads when we pray because God is so great. It's good to bow our heads. And then it's good, it's so important that we close our eyes because we might see other things around us. So while we're praying, let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Now, I wonder about hymn number 42. And the reason I wonder is that here we have only the chorus. I suppose we can all sing the whole of one verse, which starts out, you remember, I claim for my own a king on a throne, the maker of land and sea. And then we have the chorus here. So let's sing that one verse, number 42 in the hymn sheet.
Wine, wine of the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep, deep as the deep, the sea, yes, my Savior's love. I'm so unworthy, still am a child.
Sing number 47 too. That's when he cometh to make up his jewels.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let the ones fear him below. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Now, I wondered what I should talk about. And of course we want to talk about the Lord Jesus. But then I thought, what do little children like? And then I thought, well, girls like to talk about babies. I suppose all girls do, even when they get to be kind of old. But boys don't care about babies, do they? No. So I thought, well, we could talk about an old man. And at least that's what we want to start talking about. So if you have your Bible, open to the Gospel by Luke and chapter 2. Because the baby that I want to talk to you about is the Lord Jesus. Well, you know, the Lord Jesus really was born. He really came to this earth. And he was born here. It's nice to see these little babies here at the conference. And I wondered how old the youngest baby might be. I didn't ask anybody, but I suppose it isn't very old. Well, in the second chapter of Luke, we'll just read a little bit about it. And the sixth verse. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, going down to the 21st verse. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named to the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The 24th verse, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now that's about the baby. Now we're going to read about the old man. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Well, that's all we're going to read here. But children, like I said, the Lord Jesus really came to this earth. He was born just like children were born, except I suppose all of you children were born in the hospital, where it's nice and clean and the doctor is there and the nurses to take care of your mother and to take care of you when you were born. But the Lord Jesus wasn't born in a hospital. No, when Mary and Joseph came there to Bethlehem and they looked around for a place to be, nobody had any room for them. Nobody wanted them, I suppose. But the Lord Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. And so they found a place to stay in a barn. And the Lord Jesus was born in a manger. Now, a manger, I think, is where the horses live. And I'm sure it was nice and clean straw and so on. But anyway, the Lord Jesus was born as a baby there. And then, after a few days, they gave him a name. Now, maybe your parents had a name already for you when you were born. I know we did when our children were born. And then when we got through, we had one name over. So sometimes we call our little girl Johnny because if it had been a boy, it was going to be Jonathan. So we kind of tease her sometimes like that. But the Lord Jesus, you know, had his name before, well, quite a while before he was born. Because God spoke to Mary and to Joseph and said, now this baby that's going to be born, you call his name Jesus. And God had a very special reason for that, because the name Jesus means Jehovah the Savior. Yes, God sent the Lord Jesus here to save lost sinners. And when the Lord Jesus was born, God had a name for him, all picked out. And so as we read in one of those verses, that after 8 days, the Lord Jesus was 8 days old, then Joseph and Mary said, his name is Jesus. And so it's about the Lord Jesus that we want to talk. Now, boys, I said I was going to talk about an old man, too. Now, that man was Simeon. And in one way, I envy him so much. Not in every way, but in one way. And that was because when the Lord Jesus came there, or was brought there to that temple, and by now he was 6 weeks old. He was 8 days old when they named him Jesus, but now he was 6 weeks old, and Mary and Joseph came into Jerusalem to the temple. This would be something like where we're meeting, I suppose. It is where the believers of that day gathered. And they came there to the temple. And then old Mr. Simeon, he came in. And I was thinking about Mr. Simeon. He must have been quite old. And somehow God had spoken to him and said, Simeon, you're not going to die until you have seen the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't tell Simeon that name, but God told Simeon something about that. And then I was thinking about Simeon just 6 months before that, you know. There was another baby born, and his name was John. And I just wondered if Simeon went around when he heard of something like that and looked at that baby and said, I wonder if this is the one. I wonder if this is the Savior that God is going to send. Well, there came the day anyway that we read about, when Joseph and Mary were there in the temple of Jerusalem, and there was the Lord Jesus, just a little baby, and Simeon came in, and he must have known immediately, this is the one. And then old Simeon, he went over there, and he took that baby up in his arms. And this is what I think would have been so wonderful. Just think, if we could have held the Lord Jesus in our arms, wouldn't that be a wonderful, wonderful thing? You know, my girls are babysitters, and I hear them sometimes, and they say, oh, there's a little baby there, and it's the darlingest, dearest, sweetest little thing, and they just love to take care of little babies. Well, old Simeon, he held the Lord Jesus in his arms, and then he looked up to heaven, and we better read it. Because he looked up to heaven and he said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. That is, he said, Lord, now I'm ready to die. Now I'm ready to die, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Oh, I think that would have been wonderful. And I suppose it wasn't long after that that old Mr. Simeon died. Well, now that's really all I wanted to tell you about a baby and an old man. But I do want to talk to you some more. So now, let's turn to the 10th chapter of Mark. The 10th chapter of Mark, in the 13th verse. Now this is some years after what we've been talking about. And now the Lord Jesus has grown to be a man. And he's going around that country there, doing good to folks, and telling them about God. And he was healing the sick, and he helped blind folks to see, and he did oh so many kind things. So now in the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel, in the 13th verse, I'm not sure where he was now, but anyway, it says they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Now I said that I envied Simeon, but I also envy those little children and those mothers that brought their children to the Lord Jesus. Because wouldn't it have been wonderful if we could know the Lord Jesus today like that? Just suppose some of you children here that are kind of small, just suppose that your mother or your father brought you to a place like this, and instead of me being here, it was the Lord Jesus. And that then the Lord Jesus would take you and hug you in his arms like this. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't you like to do that? Oh, how about you? You like that? Yes, you know, big as I am, I'd like to have him do that right now. Wouldn't that be wonderful, boys? Just to think the Lord Jesus, he took those little children and he put his arms around them and then he put his hand on them and he blessed them. Oh, that wonderful Lord Jesus. Now, why do you suppose he did that? You know why? To save us. Yes, that's exactly right. He did it so he could save us. And that's what we're here for today, to talk about being saved. Because, oh, children, I hope every one of you loves the Lord Jesus and knows that the Lord Jesus loves you. I didn't look at every one of you, but I think it must have been every one of you was singing that song, Jesus Loves Me. And I thought that was so nice that you know that Jesus loves me. Now, we get right here why the Lord Jesus did what he did, why he wants to save us, and why he wants children. And if you could put your finger right on it, the last part of the 14th verse says, For of such is the kingdom of God. Now, children, a few months ago I was in New York, and my wife and I, we went out to the Statue of Liberty. I don't suppose many of you children have seen the Statue of Liberty, but maybe you've seen pictures, because the Statue of Liberty is, there's a lady standing like this and she's holding a book. But written on that statue, I think, is something like this. Give me your poor, your downtrodden, and so on. Well, what it's saying is, and it's facing towards Europe, and what the United States is saying is, you poor folks from Europe, why don't you come to America? We want folks like you. But oh, the Lord Jesus says right here in his book, I want children just like you boys and girls, because I'm going to have a kingdom, and everybody that's in my kingdom has to be just like a little child, has to become a little child. Now, there's nothing easier then for somebody to be saved than for a child to be saved, because you're already a child. Now, you know, up in Oakland, there was a man saved just recently. His name was Carl Eisenberg. And I think he must be about 35 years old. But you know, that man had to be just like a little child. He got down on his knees and he said, Lord Jesus, as a needy sinner, I take you as my Savior. And he got saved right then. He had to get down just like a little child and say, I can't do anything, but Lord Jesus, you did everything for me. And so right here, children, the Lord Jesus says, it's folks just like you folks, all you boys and girls here. It's just folks like you that I want in my kingdom. And so we're here to tell you that the Lord Jesus died to save you, and that he wants you for himself. Now, there is another thing here, though, children, and that is in the 16th verse, it says, he took them up in his arms. We were just talking now about Simeon and how he took the Lord Jesus in his arms, and that was wonderful. But more wonderful than that was that the Lord Jesus, maybe he stooped down and he took some of those children, Or maybe he reached out to the mothers and they put the little child in his arms. But he took those children in his arms. And we get in a verse somewhere else, I think in the Gospel of John, that says we're in his hands. Kept there safely, both hands. Oh, how wonderful it is to be saved. And to just say, Lord Jesus, I take you as my Savior. And boys and girls, you can do that right now. But now I want to tell you one other thing. And that is that when the Lord Jesus did that, his hands were just like mine. Now I have maybe some little bit of scars on my hands, but they aren't very many. And you know when the Lord Jesus did this, what we're reading about right here, his hands were just like mine. But children, if you come to the Lord Jesus now, and if you could see his hands, what would you find there? You know what you'd see in his hands? What would it be? A big scar. I wonder how many scars there might be. We don't really know. But there's several scars there. I don't know how many. But there are several scars. Now, what put the scars there? Do you know? He got nailed onto the cross. And that's the next thing I wanted to talk to you about. Let's look at the 22nd chapter of Luke's Gospel. Now the Lord Jesus, he came as a baby to this world, and then he grew up, and he did kind things, just like we read about there, of how he took those babies in his arms, and he loved them, and he blessed them. But then the Lord Jesus went on, and there came a day when he's back in Jerusalem. And if we look at the 22nd chapter of Luke, and there are just a few little verses I want to talk to you about. But the 50th verse of Luke 22 says, one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Now, I just mention this for a moment, that the Lord Jesus told his disciples, I'm going to Jerusalem, I'm going to die there. And dear old Peter, you know, he went and he got a sword. And I suppose he said, they're never going to hurt the Lord Jesus. I'll protect him. And then poor old Peter, he made a mistake. No, the Lord Jesus had to say to Peter, Peter, I'm going to go and die, and I'm going to die for you. And Peter couldn't change the Lord's mind, and I'm so glad he didn't. But now, children, if you have your Bibles open there, look at the 64th verse. Well, the 63rd verse. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face. And asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. Oh, children, you know, I think about when I was a little boy, we used to play blind man's buff. Do boys and girls still play that? I've forgotten just how we played it, but I know we used to put something around our eyes and we couldn't see. And then we played a game. But you know, in Jerusalem, that was no game. Those wicked men, they blindfolded the Lord Jesus. And I think they tied his hands too. And then they took a stick and they hit the Lord Jesus. Wasn't that awful to do that? They blindfolded the Lord Jesus and then they hit him. And then they said, you can tell everything, so you tell us who did that. And the Lord Jesus knew who it was that had done it. But the dear Lord Jesus, he didn't say anything. Oh, children, just think of what they did there in Jerusalem to the dear Lord Jesus when he went there to die for you and for me. Now, if we go on, and in the next chapter, the 33rd verse, it says, when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. In the 34th verse, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yes, children, the Lord Jesus had walked up to Jerusalem, and then those wicked men took him. And after a while, they walked outside of Jerusalem out to a hill that was called Calvary's Hill. And there they had a cross. And that's where the Lord Jesus got those nail prints in his hands. Because there the Lord Jesus was put on a cross like this. And they put nails through his hands. Oh, girls, when you've been sewing, did you ever stick a needle in your finger? Did you ever do that? It hurts, doesn't it? And boys, did you ever drive a nail into your finger? It just hurt a little bit like that? Oh, yes, it hurt. But the Lord Jesus, they pounded nails through his hands and through his feet. And they let him hang on that cross. And then they did some awful things to the dear Lord Jesus. Why did they do that? Oh, because they hated him. But why did God allow them to do it? Because God loves you, children. God let them do that. But then something more happened. Something more happened. And after a little while, it was just as though God turned a switch. I think it must have been this way. And the sun didn't shine. And for 3 hours, the Lord Jesus hung there on that cross. And it's as though God said, Lord Jesus, if you want boys and girls to be saved, you're going to have to pay for their sins. And the Lord Jesus, as he hung there on that cross, we know that he knew that he was suffering for your sins and for mine. But in that darkness, nobody could see what was going on. But God knew, and God was punishing the Lord Jesus for you and for me. And you know, boys and girls, sometimes maybe you think, well, I'm not so bad. I'm not a sinner. The Lord Jesus surely didn't have to die for me. If you're a little girl, you know, you might say, well, my mother hugs me and loves me and kisses me and says I'm a wonderful girl. I'm not a sinner, am I? And you boys might say, my father hardly ever has to spank me. I'm not a bad boy. Am I a sinner? Yes, boys and girls, every one of us is a sinner. Every one of us is a sinner. And the Lord Jesus hung on Calvary's cross like that. And God punished him for your sins if you'll just take him. Now, how does a boy or a girl get saved? Oh, by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just to quietly say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, but you died for me. And then the Lord Jesus, you know, he takes a pen or a pencil, a pen, and he writes your name in a book. Isn't that wonderful? And the Lord Jesus can do that because he died for you. Ah, children, I hope you'll take the Lord Jesus as your Savior right now. And we could even kneel down right here and pray and ask the Lord Jesus to save you. But if you don't do it here, oh, I hope tonight the Lord leaves us here before you go to bed tonight. Tell your mother or your father, I want to be saved. And I'm sure they'll be happy just to kneel down. And you can say a little prayer like that. Lord Jesus, I want to be saved. And you died for me, and I take you as my Savior. Oh, I hope your children will do that. Well, now the Lord Jesus, you know, after a little while, he died there on the cross. And then we were talking about somebody holding the Lord Jesus, and then the Lord Jesus holding little children. And we'll just barely mention it that in the 53rd verse, 52nd verse, this man, this is Luke 23, 52, this man, and that's Joseph of Arimathea, this man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher. That is, Joseph of Arimathea pulled those nails out and he took the Lord Jesus from the cross and he buried him. Now when we have a funeral, you know, we go and we sing some hymns and somebody preaches the gospel and then we go out to the cemetery and there maybe we sing another hymn and somebody says, because the Lord Jesus died and because he's coming again, we know that this person That is, if this person, the one that died, was a believer, we say we know that this grave is going to be open and we're going to be caught away to heaven. But when the Lord Jesus died, there was nothing like that. No, Joseph of Arimathea came and carefully took the Lord Jesus' body and buried it. And I'm glad that Joseph did that. Well, then, on the Lord's Day morning, we know that the Lord Jesus rose again. And now he's up there in the glory, up there in heaven. And he's waiting for the moment when he can come back. Because when God says to the Lord Jesus, now's the time. Now you can go back down to the clouds and call your people home. Then all of us who believe the Lord Jesus, believe in him, are going to be caught away and go to heaven, never to leave that wonderful place. But children, don't forget, the only way to be saved is to take the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And again, I tell you what I like to tell our children at Oakland, that the Lord Jesus now stands like this, with his hands stretched out. And if you were to look, and if you could see the Lord Jesus as you can see me, you'd look in his hand there, you'd see those nail prints. And you'd have to say, "Ah, that was because of me." But the Lord Jesus wouldn't say anything like that to you. All the Lord Jesus says is, "Come." Now, won't you come, little children? Won't you come and take the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Oh, if you will. Now, I want to tell you, talk about one other little thing. And that's in the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter. Because now I want to talk to you children who do know the Lord Jesus, who've taken him as your Savior. Because I know many of you have. I'm sure you have. So, you dear children that do know the Lord Jesus, this is especially for you. The 19th chapter of Luke, the 28th verse. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him." Now, children, I'm talking to you boys and girls who love the Lord Jesus, who've already taken him as your Savior. Now, I want to ask you, even though you belong to the Lord Jesus, does your mother sometimes say something like this, "You're just as stubborn as a mule"? I wonder if somebody, I suppose you children, you've heard your mother say that. And maybe sometime you were listening and your mother was talking to your father, and she said, "That child of mine is just as stubborn as a mule. I don't know what to do." Well, you know, this story here is about a donkey, an ass or a donkey. But those of us that weren't raised on farms, we think about donkeys and mules as being something alike. So let's think about this donkey as a mule that was a stubborn mule. And I just wanted to say, children, that the Lord Jesus needs you. Did you ever hear that before? The Lord Jesus needs you? I think there's only one thing the Lord Jesus needs, and that's you. You that love the Lord Jesus. And you may be stubborn as a mule, but the Lord Jesus maybe says, "That's just exactly the one I want." Because the Lord Jesus sent for this little mule, and it was a baby mule, apparently. And the Lord Jesus sent for that one. And when that mule came, the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem. But now the Lord Jesus has gone back to heaven. He's not here. And he doesn't need a mule here, but he needs little children to do something for him. Now the mule carried the Lord Jesus into the city. And I think the Lord Jesus now wants little children maybe to tell others about the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you something that happened the other day. There was a young man, and he's here, but almost nobody knows who I'm talking about. But when we were driving down here, there was another family and ourselves, And we were almost here when we had a flat tire. And I thought, why did it have to happen here? Why, before we left home, we got down on our knees and we prayed, and the Lord was so good to us. But I was almost here, and then we had a flat tire. Well, we just pulled off to the side of the road, and another car came along, and his radiator was steaming. And this young man, you know, he ran over there to see what he could do. And he found out what he needed. And he ran and he got a sort of a bucket of drinking water. And he gave it to the man. And then I noticed him pull out a little tract and he handed it to him. Now that boy I'm speaking about, I don't know that he's like a mule. I don't know him very well. But I was just thinking of how, just like the mule in our story right here carried the Lord Jesus, here was a boy who carried the Word of God, and he gave it to that man. And I thought maybe that's why we had the flat tire, so that that boy could serve us. Now there's one little thing, children. You who love the Lord Jesus, there's one way at least that you can serve the Lord Jesus and make him happy. But now, children, if I have your permission, I want to talk something to the old folks, that we have to go back into the Gospel by Matthew in the 21st chapter. And this is the same story. The 21st chapter of Matthew in the second verse, well, the first verse, when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, this is Matthew 21, the first verse, when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. Oh, children, what I wanted to tell the old folks was this, that it isn't just young, stubborn, mulish people that the Lord wants. He wants stubborn old people, too, to serve him. And sometimes, you know, when we get old, like me, we can be pretty stubborn and want to do things in our own way. But the Lord Jesus says, you come to me, you stubborn old mule, and when you come to the Lord Jesus, then I think when we see the nail prints in his hand, and we see the wondrous beauty that there is in the Lord Jesus, and what a wonderful, wonderful person he is, and then I'm not going to be stubborn and mulish anymore. So boys and girls, the Lord wants young mules, and he wants old mules too, because the Lord says, I have need of both of them. So I hope that the old folks will think about this verse too, that if they have been holding out on the Lord Jesus, and not wanting to serve him, and not wanting to help, oh, I hope that they'll think about this in Matthew. Now, Luke is just, we think that the Lord only wanted the young one. But in Matthew, it says he really wanted both of them, and then they both came and they served the Lord. Now, children, we talked about the Lord Jesus. He really was born as a baby. And he, old Simeon, he's in heaven now, and he held the Lord Jesus in his hand. In his arms. And then the Lord Jesus went and he took children just like you, boys and girls, and he held them in his arms, and he wants to hold you in his arms too. And he stands with his arms out like this and says, come. Oh, won't you come to me and be saved? And then if you are already saved, the Lord Jesus says, you can help me out. I need you to do a little work for me. I hope you remember this, children. Now I want to sing a song, and I'm going to tell you this. I want to sing number 5, and this is Oh Happy Day.